and welcome to WDOT Live, the news! And now, here is Kyle Cohen with World News.
Suicide bomber detonated an explosive device on the outside perimeter of the U.S. Embassy in the Turkish capital Friday, officials said, killing himself and an embassy guard in a terrorist attack whose motives were under investigation. The attack was initially believed to be the work of either Al-Qaeda or a proxy for Iran. Turkish media outlets, though, are reporting that authorities have identified the attacker, who reportedly was not an Islamic extremist, but instead belonged to a Marxist extremist group. Israeli warplanes flew over Lebanon again on Friday, 2 days after airstrikes targeted a convoy of arms or a weapons research base inside Syrian territory. Israel has remained silent over Wednesday's bombing. Here's Sam Timothy with U.S. News.
Thank you, Kyle. Snowmobiler Caleb Moore has died after his 450-pound snowmobile crashed on top of him at the Winter X Games in Aspen, Colorado. He was 25. There we go. The NRA is making a push for guns rights as NRA President David Keene has become an avid follower of the Second Amendment. According to Keene, gun makers keep weapons out of criminals' hands. BP has pleaded guilty in the Gulf oil spill crisis of 2010. As well as taking full responsibility for the spill, BP is being accused of manslaughter. President Obama will let his jobs council expire this week without renewing its charter. This will ultimately cancel a source of input from the business community, even though the unemployment rate remains high, near 9%. In doomsday news, an asteroid half the size of a football field could pass by Earth next week. This, according to NASA, is the closest an asteroid has come to Earth in the past 30 years. With U.S. News, I'm Sam Timothy. Now, with political news, here's Sidney Matatata.
Thanks, Sam. Police say a fire destroyed a home on 28th Street in Copaig yesterday afternoon. Officials state four volunteer fire departments responded to the blaze. The fire is under investigation, and there are no reported injuries. More than a dozen families in Queens who lost their homes to fire during Hurricane Sandy are planning to sue the Long Island Power Association. About 130 homes were leveled when flames engulfed Breezy Point during the storm, as firefighters were unable to battle the blaze due to Sandy's surge. Reports state that 17 families claim Long Island Power Association left the power on during the storm. Creative Long Beach residents are helping to raise money to give back to the community, from T-shirts and jewelry to photos and artwork of the boardwalk. All proceeds from the items being sold are going to Sandy Relief. A man with a rifle prompted a lockdown at the Vern W. Kritz Elementary School on Tuesday. Police say they received calls about a man with a gun around noon. School officials called parents to alert them to the situation as the building went to lockdown, but investigators now say the man did not pose a danger to the neighborhood. Now here's political news with Jack Simon.
And our lead political story for the day is former New York City Mayor Ed Koch unfortunately passed away this morning. Also, former Republican Senator, Vietnam veteran, and soon-to-be Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel controversially aligns himself with President Barack Obama on such key issues as ending combat operations in Afghanistan next year, preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, and ending the ban on gays openly serving the military. Hagel appeared shaky during the confirmation hearing, constantly evading questions about his contradicting past statements. Also, New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez denies reports that he engaged with prostitutes. In early November, it was reported that Menendez flew to the Caribbean, where prostitution is legal, using improper benefits from an eye doctor who supported his campaign. Finally, former U.S. Representative Gabriel Giffords made a rare public appearance at Wednesday's congressional hearing to say what was on everybody's mind. Too many children are dying. Too many children. We must do something, she stated. If you recall, Representative Giffords was shot in the head 2 years ago, but has recovered nicely since. And here's Zapito with business.
In world business news, a proposed privacy tax has been stated in France, but is not likely to occur. The tax would penalize any companies who cannot protect their consumers' data or privacy. In U.S. news, in U.S. business news, the Senate has approved of a 34 of 64 that the debt limitations of the fiscal cliff will be extended on and will be likely signed by President Barack Obama this month. In the market news, the Dow has pushed above 14,000 for the first time since 2007. With this push in rising stocks, many bread and butter companies such as IBM, McDonald's, and Home Depot has risen up. And with this, it looks like you gotta get your stocks up now. Now with sports news, with Kyle Cohen.
Thanks, Zapita. We'll start off with hockey today. The Islanders beat the Devils 5-4 in overtime, improving the record to 4-2-1. John Tavares had a 3-point game, and if it were an 82-game season, he would be on track for 125 points. The Islanders and Devils are tied for first in the Atlantic. The Rangers came out flat last night, losing to the Penguins 3-0 and falling to 3-4 on the season. The Bucks visit Madison Square Garden tonight to play the Knicks. The Knicks are 1.5 games back from first to the Miami Heat. The game starts at 7:30. Also at 7:30, the Bulls pay visit to the Barclays Center versus the Nets. Brooklyn's trying to turn back around from losing 3 of 4. News came out this week from Sports Illustrated that Ray Lewis used deer antler extract, helping him heal from his torn biceps. These substances are banned from the NFL. Lewis denied the allegations. Super Bowl 47 will be on Sunday, starting around 6 p.m., featuring Ray Lewis's last game and John vs. Jim Harbaugh. Everyone have fun and enjoy the game. Here's Zimmelman with entertainment.
Thanks, Kyle. Yesterday, Beyonce Knowles admitted that she did lip-sync during President Obama's inauguration. Her reasoning behind it said that she didn't have enough rehearsal time before the inauguration. She told the media during a Super Bowl press conference the other day that she's definitely prepared for the halftime show on Sunday. Actor Michael J. Fox finally began filming his new TV show for NBC. The show is set to debut later this year, and it's a sitcom about a news anchor who has to deal with Parkinson's, his work, and his family. Last week, Oprah Winfrey turned 59. However, she had to spend her birthday recovering from a back injury after trying to lift a gift sent by actor Tyler Perry. CBS announced that the hit sitcom How I Met Your Mother has been renewed for a 9th and final season. The highly acclaimed sitcom has gained a huge cult following, and the show will finally reveal the identity of Ted Mosby's wife and his mother, the kids, whom the show is named after. Today, the film's Bullet in the Head, starring Sylvester Stallone, and Warm Bodies debut in the theaters today. Now, with the weather, here's Mono Bay.
Thank you, Zimmelman. Hello there, Schreiber High School. I am Mono Bays with your latest weather update. It is currently chilly outside with a temperature of 29 degrees, with winds blowing west-northwest at approximately 19 miles per hour, making it feel like a blistery 18 degrees. Expect partly cloudy sides with a high temperature of around 32 degrees, with some flurries possible, with a steady wind of about 20 to 30 miles per hour for the rest of the day, with temperatures dropping into the low 20s at night. For your weekend, expect cold temperatures from the high 20s to low 30s as another burst of Arctic air invades the northeast, and an Alberta Clipper snowstorm will look to push through our region Sunday morning into Sunday night with a possible light accumulation of snow. After that storm departs next week, we will have temperatures mainly in the 30s before getting up into the 40s late week. Now here's Brett Tickton with technology.
BlackBerry is in a do-or-die situation. The once legendary smartphone maker Research in Motion came out with two new BlackBerries on Wednesday and a new operating system called Unix. Called BlackBerry 10, the first phone is a full-touch screen and the second phone is a keyboard and touchscreen combo. Apple is said to introduce a new addition to its iPad line. The new 128GB model comes in Wi-Fi and cellular models. Microsoft came out with Office 2013 and 365 online versions, adapted to Windows 8 computers. This new addition comes as a subscription to Microsoft or the standalone piece of software. The software is also adapted for use with touchscreen and mouse computers. Now with Health and Science, here's Matt Nicholson.
Okay, a movement away from using chimpanzees for research is gaining speed. This month, a working group organized by the National Institute of Health issued a report recommending that most federally supported chimpanzees will be retired and taken to sanctuaries. We are now seeing bright spots in Haiti's healthcare 3 years after the earthquake. There are major failures in the system, says Dean Jean-Marie Rwagunaboa, an advisor in disease prevention and control in Pan American Health Organization, a part of the World Health Organization, says, but at the same time, there is hope that the system can really get back on its feet. In sports health news, NFL General Counsel Jeff Pasch says he expects independent neurologists' councils to be on sidelines during games next season to help diagnose and treat concussions. The NFL is facing concussion-related lawsuits from thousands of former players. And now, here's Stephen Lopez with Schreiber News.
Well, boys' varsity basketball team are improving with their season with a record of 5-3, placing third in the conference, and will play a breast cancer awareness game tonight against East Meadow, which will determine if they make the playoffs. Alongside, The selling of candy grams in the main lobby for Valentine's Day, which you can purchase for a loved one, a friend, and secret admirer. You don't need to if you don't want to. Lastly, in about 4 weeks, there will be a radiothon right here on WDOT, a 24-hour live broadcast. So please tune in if you'd like, but you don't need to. And now, Francesca with Offbeat News.
In stranger news, on Tuesday, January 29th, a 45-year-old man was arrested in New York City for allegedly throwing an avocado at a local grocery store worker. The police say that the man, Joe Testa, came into a Stop and Shop supermarket in Brooklyn's Sheepshed Bay neighborhood around 3 p.m. with some avocados and argued with the 24-year-old female store clerk. Supposedly, Testa then threw one of the avocados at the young woman, hitting her straight in the face. She was treated for bruising in the Lutheran Medical Center and released soon after, while Testa was charged with misdemeanor assault. The police, however, have not provided any information as to why Testa brought the avocados to a grocery store in the first place.
Thank you, and that is all for February 1st News. At 12:40, this is Matthew Nicholson signing off. We'll